Our lucky last project to present is the Western Region Farm Planning. And I now call up Fiona and Tim.
Yeah, you have to use your imagination. I'm actually on a header at the moment, okay, stripping the crop, but we've just had 8 inches of rain and the crop's shot and sprung, and I'm pretty dirty about that. And it's also been downgraded. So what I thought was going to be a bumper year is turned into a bit of a disaster. So I'm a bit under the pump, not very happy. And, you know, it's noisy, it's hot. I'm out on the header, okay? One of those big machines, you know what they are. Phone rings. Oh, g'day. How you going?
Hi, Fred. It's Fiona Watts from TAFE Western. How are you going?
Oh, I'm not bloody no good, actually. It's raining, the crop is shot and sprung, it's downgraded. Yeah, it's not going so well.
Not handling it too well.
Yeah,
so,
under the pump.
So do you know why I'm calling?
Yeah, that's about that farm planning course, isn't it?
It is indeed.
I've got to apologise, Fiona. I just haven't got the time. I'm absolutely stressed out. The sheep have got flies. How am I got time to go to town? It's a 200K drive. It takes 2.5 hours. By the time I get in there, I'm absolutely buggered.
Well, Tim,
I've got the CMA on the back. They want me to fence off that creek. Now, I'm happy to fence off the creek, but getting along to that farm planning course, I'm about to pull out of the whole thing. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, well, let's not do that. Have you heard that we're now offering it online?
What's that about?
Well, basically, you can do most of your course on the computer from your home. Have you got an internet connection at home?
Yeah, no, we've got pretty good broadband, actually. I use it a lot. Download the weather forecast. It's always bad news, but at least I know the bad news is coming.
Good to hear. So do you think you'd feel comfortable having a go at doing some of the modules online, knowing that you've still got the support of us if you need it?
I can actually do the course without having to go to town.
Yes, you can. You can. So you can come online. We've got all of our modules online available for you, so you can still do that traditional suite. And when you complete the course, you will still have a farm plan that will be certifiable by the Central West CMA.
Right, I know. That sounds like a solution. I think I could do that, Fiona. Sounds like a plan.
Excellent.
Right,
okay.
You just send me an email and give me the log on, and I'll check it out tonight when I come in.
I most certainly will, and it'll be launching in about February, so we can get you underway and you'll be done well and truly in time.
I'm feeling a lot happier about that. Thank you very much, Fiona, and yeah, look forward to getting your email.
Good to hear.
I'll get back to the crop.
Now, that sounded probably a bit silly, but that's pretty well the conversations that I have every time I ring a landholder, particularly the ones that are further north. Now, the two images we've got here, Tim Gardner's from the Central West CMA, which is the Central West Catchment Management Authority, and he's our business partner who has come into this project with us. We've been brought together basically by demand. We've got two other of our team members here, Marita Sides and David Brown, and we can show you a little bit of their work, time permitting. Now, Central West CMA is 84,000 kilometres square, and we've done farm planning for about 5 years. So in the last 5 years, we've delivered to approximately about just over 400 landholders. But the 400 landholders that we've done it to are right in a little block. Guess which ones we didn't service? The ones that were 250 kilometres away, because it's really difficult to get them in. TAFE Western actually covers 60% of New South Wales, and so we are obliged to deliver to those students, and we have a business partner who is asking that we deliver to those students. Resources are slim. The two arrows are basically depicting one of the trips that we do, and it's an 8 to 12 hour trip. So if you're servicing one or two landholders 8 to 12 hours away, it's very, very resource intensive. So from this issue was born our online course. What we've got here is a Moodle site, and in our role play you heard that we've designed this course essentially to meet the requirements of our business partner. They have asked that we upskill landholders in a range of areas presented across the top, and that they design with us a whole of farm plan. So they come out of that better skilled. They've got a plan for their property, so they're not as ad hoc about where they put their fences or how they manage their soils or their vegetation. And they've got a clearer idea of how to progress their business. So I guess for us, thinking of that wide range of areas, most people specialise in an area. And soils agronomy, for an example, is a very, very deep subject. Marita sitting here has done 25 years in vegetation ID, and we wanted to actually still let those specialists be specialists. So we designed our Moodle site where the specialists still created the material. They were still them. So if you looked through each of those banners at the top, you'll find each of them introduces themselves, and then they have done the course content themselves based on how we would deliver it in a classroom. And then if you look through the Moodle site, they've incorporated things like video clips and YouTube clips and links to really great resources, so that when the student comes in, no matter what format they do this course with us, if they're talking vegetation, they know Marita. They've actually built a rapport with this person. It's Marita they talk to on the phone. It's Marita they email. It's Marita who's developed these resources. It's her voice on all of those resources. So it allows them to really understand and you know, feel a part of Marita's skill base. Because we were concerned if one person delivered it, as would happen if one person went 8 to 12 hours away to deliver to one or two students, basically we give them the across-the-top stuff. And you don't get that 25 years of experience that you would get if I could pick up Marita and give her to them for a while, pick up David, who's our mapping specialist, and give him to them for a while, pick up our soils guy. So we said, okay, these are our people. They're a great team. Let's use the team that we've got and the formula to some degree that's worked exceptionally well in close confines and spread it. So this was our way of doing that. Now, what we've actually loved about doing the project is we are dispersed. I know you said that Penrith was a long way, but when you think, that's why I said we're in outer space. We're a long way apart. There's hundreds of kilometres between us. So for us, it's actually been a brilliant opportunity to appreciate the skills that are in our team, because we usually deliver our sessions separately, but we've had to come together to pull our website together and to pull our delivery materials together. So that's been excellent. We've absolutely loved continuing to build that strong business relationship with the Central West CMA. And I guess for me, with a bit of a business head, there are 13 CMAs in New South Wales, so I'm thinking we might get very friendly with about another 12. The chance for us to develop new skills. Now, all of the staff that were involved have got some sort of background. So they've done photo stories and they YouTube and they do blogs, et cetera, et cetera. So it built on those skills in an educational way. How do we actually do the stuff that we do when we're playing and bring it into the classroom? And the other thing that I guess for all of us, and it's probably the background of why you become a teacher, is the satisfaction of actually feeling that you can give really good, high-quality materials to students that you weren't previously able to service. The key lessons that we learned was that we were going to build resources in a Moodle, but we had to all step back and come together and say, right, how are we going to do this as a group? How are we going to maintain our individuality, but still put a course together that flows well for our students? We found there was some hidden talents in our team. So moving forward, there's some really good skills that we previously hadn't recognised that we can now use for future projects, and that we have, and some of our team are actually now moving on to another project, which I think will be an interesting challenge because they're dealing with Aboriginal students who, which is why I was interested, don't have access to the technologies, don't have access to computers, and how do we engage them and keep them coming back and still move them into the new era. So that, in a very small nutshell, is our project. I'd love to thank Tim for coming along as our business partner and two of our team who have done an exceptional effort through the last 6 months. Thank you very much, people.
Could I just add that as a business partner, it's been excellent. It's been a really great relationship working with TAFE. They've got the adult education expertise. We've got the NRM expertise. We're providing multi-mode delivery because not one size fits all. And I think this has been a really great demonstration of using current technologies to make education more accessible, particularly to isolated farming families. So thank you, Fiona, and the team.
Pleasure. Thank you, team.